कालतिमिरन्धश्च ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टम् स्थापितं जनभूतले स्वयंरूपकदामयम् सदाशिष्योपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुश्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सद्रजातं सगणा रघुनाथान्वितं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं सैजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सहगणानलिता श्रीशाकान्त वंशाकल्पतरुभश्च कृपासिन्धुरेव पादेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो समं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णश्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिने नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे सुन्दरवादी पाश्चात्यवेदसारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य
So today we can have one Krishna's pastime and some Radha's pastime. Hari Bol. So the Supreme Person of Godhead, he has unlimited pastime. So the Lila Purushottam Sri Krishna. Is Lila Purushottam. And Krishna, he has unlimited form as Rama, Vamana, Narasimha, his unlimited form. And unlimited form, he exhibiting unlimited pastimes. But among all the forms of Supreme Person of Godhead, the Krishna form is very special. The quality of Krishna in the specific form of this Bhagavat Swarup excels all the qualities of all other forms of Supreme Person of Godhead. As all of you know, the Brahma has 50 qualities and each and every living entity, they have drops of those qualities that Brahma retains. The Lord Shiva, he has 55 qualities. And Lord Vishnu has 60 qualities. And Krishna possesses 64 qualities, which no other Bhagavat Swarup has that. Lila Madhuri Ma, Lila Madhuri, Venu Madhuri, Rupa Madhuri, and Premna Priyatika. Always is associated with his friend, associate. His Rupa Madhuri, he's so beautiful. I have already explained about the beauty yesterday. How beautiful or today morning? Okay. So I have come this morning, I told how much beautiful he could be. So that is Rupa Madhuri. That he attracts. Whom he attracts by his beauty? He's so beautiful. even if the animals, birds, they get attracted. In Vyasa Bhagavatam, it is explained, when Krishna goes for grazing cows to forest, all the deer and animals, they will be enjoying looking the beautiful face of Krishna, drinking the beauty of Krishna. At the end of the day, when Krishna will come back to his house, all the animals will follow him. And they wait until the next morning when Krishna will come out of his house, then we can have darshan of his beautiful face. So see how attractive he is, his beauty, Rupa Madhurima, the sweetness of his beauty. Even if animals, they are also attracted. And when you speak of animals, all the Brahma Gopis, they are attracted to the beauty of Krishna. And what is to the Brahma Gopis are, even if the denizens of heavenly planet, they get attracted to the beauty of Krishna. And what is to the denizens of heavenly planet, even if Lakshmi Devi, she gets attracted to the beauty of Krishna. And what is to Lakshmi Devi, even if her husband Vishnu also gets attracted to the beauty of Krishna. It is so beautiful, Vishnu also gets attracted. When something happened, that somebody's son died, before father this son died, and that person becomes very angry, how this can happen, I am still alive, so getting on Krishna's case, that what kind of ruler are you? Before I die, my son died, you have to give explanation. Rebooking Krishna, seven sons died, then Arjuna become very upset. I will be rebooking Krishna, okay, your next son, take birth, I will protect. The next son took birth, that son also died. Then the person is very furious, why my son died? Then Arjuna and Krishna, they went to look for his son. They went to Yamaloka, the son is not there. Then they went to Sahasra Tirtha Vishnu Mahakala Purusha. Sahasra Tirtha Vishnu. Because he has stolen all the children of this person. So Krishna went to the Arjuna. Krishna paid his obeisances to Vishnu, Sahasra Tirtha Vishnu, and asked, why you took away the children of this person non-timely? Then he said, all I brought all the children, that will make you to come here so I can take darshan of your beautiful face. So this proves Vishnu also gets attracted to Krishna's beauty. And what is because Vishnu gets attracted, Krishna is so beautiful. When in Dwaraka, Krishna will see the reflection of his own reflection on his pillar, then his reflection is so beautiful. Then Krishna would say, oh, God, Samatakara Kali Purusha, who is this beautiful boy? He would put Amran, he would reflect and he would Amran, oh, such a beautiful boy. This is known as Atma Marjanta Sarvachittaha. Sarvachittaha. He can attract everyone's heart. So much so, his own heart also gets attracted, his own beauty. This is Madhurima, Rupa Madhurima. And the beauty, the sweetness, of beauty of Supreme Person, the Godhead Krishna, so much so beautiful, but Atma Parjanta, he gets attracted himself also. Venu Madhurima, when he play on his flute, that what happens? The animate becomes inanimate, inanimate becomes animate, comes in the animate. When Lord Krishna play on his flute, everybody will get attracted. Leaves will fall from the tree, as if they are telling fear. The mountain would melt. If you go to Vrindavan, there are some mountains you see, like melted mountain, the form is like that. Sometimes the flow of water in Jamuna River would just stop. Not only stop, it will go upward. When Krishna's plan is through, it will go upward. Through, it is so attractive. And so stuck. by playing on its flute, he will attract all the cows at the end of the day. Midnight, he will play on its flute, and all the gopis would be attracted. He is so expert in playing the flute. Midnight, he will play the flute for Rasa dance. The only the gopis of that rasa, specific relationship, madhur rasa, they can hear, others can't hear. The old ladies can't hear. Only specific ladies can hear that he wants them to join the rasa dance. It's very specific in Bansi. Allah Krishna, different kind of flute. The Bansi, Murali, and another is the Venu. And there are three kinds of flutes he used for. One kind of flute used for his friends. One kind of flute used for elderly person to attract. One kind of flute he used for gopis to attract. And the Bansi has a very big history. How did Bansi grow? And Brahma using, then just giving to Indra, then how it came to learn Ramchandra. Ramchandra is Bansi, that bamboo was used as bow of Lord Ramchandra. The whole history there. And finally, this Bansi is so attractive. The beauty, the Venu Madhurima, which attracts everybody in three worlds. Venu Madhurima, Rupa Madhuri, Venu Madhuri, then Leela Madhuri. His pastimes are so attractive, so sweet. And among all his pastimes, the best pastime is Rasa Leela. And Krishna is appearing in this material world for what purpose? Anugrahaya Bhaktanam Malasim Kanumasitam. Bhajate Tadrishatra Gautrita Tatpara Bhavet. Why Krishna comes to this material world? We all know he comes to this material world from paritraya sadhanam vinashaya dushkritam dharma sanska panathaya. But that is not the real purpose why Krishna comes. That is the goal of the side effect of the advent of Lord Krishna. But the real purpose is anugrahaya bhaktanam, being merciful upon his devotees, manasim sarvamasritam, he descending in the real human form, Dibhuja Muralidhar form, and performing different pastimes just Krishna Tatpara Bhavet. The people listen and be attracted to him, to attract as Leela Madhurima. And he attracts everybody by beautiful pastimes, his pastimes. Then always he is surrounded with his associates. His first specific teacher, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna Han, who is not there in any other Bhagavad Swarup. Tama is unlimited pastime. I was explaining on that day. He has Prakat Leela and Aprakat Leela. What is Aprakat Leela? Anybody remember? What is Aprakat Leela? Unmanifested. Where that is happening, Aprakat Leela? In Golok Vrindavan. And Prakat Leela, who is Vrindavan? Vrindavan. In Bhavan Vrindavan, the pastimes, when the pastimes can be perceived through the eyes, ears of the people in general, that is known as Prakat Leela. And Prakat Leela is divided into three persons. One is Vrindavan Leela, Mathura Leela, then Jagannatha Leela. And Krishna's life and divine three, Balya Leela, Kaukandya Leela and Kaisav Leela. And three phases of his life, so many pastimes Lord Krishna has performed. Every day, unlimited pastimes he will perform. So today we will discuss one of his very merciful pastimes, that he subdued Kaliyana. Kalyanag Raman pastime is very merciful pastime, that how he delivers and what kind of pious activities this Kalyanag had performed when Lord Krishna climbing on the foot of Kalyanath is dancing very severely, blood coming from his mouth, and all the Nagavarshinis, they came to pray, please protect, protect our husband. Lord Krishna saying that no, he is just Dumbhaga, very unfortunate person. I must finish him. He is killing all my cows, all my boys, all my friends. Then Nagapatini are telling to Krishna, how can you say he is Dumbhaga? He is unfortunate. Which is his most fortunate personality? Because Lakshmi Devi worships you so much, you may be being merciful upon her. You kept Lakshmi Devi on your chest, but you did not let her to serve your lotus feet. And this fellow is so fortunate. You put your lotus feet on his head. The most fortunate personality. He is so merciful. So how the Nagapatini, they see the merciful nature of Supreme Person of Godhead. So Krishna, every day, he used to go for grazing cows with cowherd boys. Somebody asked a question, what Krishna is doing in Golok Vrindavan? So the reply was, the whole day he goes on grazing cows, that is all his business is grazing cows. He goes to the forest to graze cows. And when he goes for grazing cows, there are many pastimes take place. In the forest, every day in different forests. There are 237 forests in Brajamanda, and 12 forests are very prominent. So one day, Krishna had gone for grazing cows, and while he was there, it happened, the cows, while they're grazing, while they're eating grass, they went to the far distance, and when they went far distance, they went to drink water from Jamuna. In Jamuna river, there is a lake known as Kanyadaha. The cowherd boys and cows, they went to that lake and they drank water. And after they went there, they are all dead. It is a very poisonous snake, the Kalyanath, was staying in that lake. This Kalyanath, he is the son of Kashyapa Muni. The Kashyapa Muni, he had a wife Kadru, and Kadru had, she had begot thousands of snakes. And Kalyanath was very powerful with 1,000 hoods he had, 100 very big hoods and many many small hoods. And Kalyanath used to live in Ramanath Island. Prabhupada said, the Fiji is Ramanath Island. That's why we have Kalyanath temple there also, Kalya Krishna temple. And there, this Kalyanath was staying in Ramanath Island. So what happened? Once the Garuda, he is very fond of eating snake. So he used to go there and eat all the nagas. So the nagas got into this trouble. What will be this guy coming and eating all of us? So they went to Brahma or somebody. Brahma decided, okay, so the Garuda, that you don't come and eat all the nagas like this. So in return, what nagas will do every day? They will give you a lot of food and one naga, serpent, you can eat every day. So Garuda used to come and he would eat a lot of foodstuffs and one naga. And that day, one day the Kaliya Naga, his charm was there. So Kaliya Naga, first of all, he ate all the foodstuffs that meant for Garuda. And he did not want to be eaten by Garuda. He was running around here and there, had to be protected. So he went to his elder brother Vasuki. So Vasuki gave him an idea that you do one thing. You go to this shrub, this lake in Vrindavan. Because Garuda cannot enter to that area. Garuda cannot enter to that area because he is in curse, that he will not be able to go to this length. Because previously, there is one Rishi, Sauhari Rishi. Sauhari Rishi was doing tapasya inside this length, Sauhari Muni. And it happened that Garuda went and ate some fish. This fish ate. Then all the creatures were feeling very sorrow, the lamenting, and Sauhari Muni by seeing the lamentation. So he cursed Garuda, that I curse you, you will be never able to come here. If you come and touch this water, immediately you will die. So out of fear of that curse, Garuda was not going to this particular lake. And Vasudeva told Kalyanaga, along with the whole family, he go and take shelter in this lake. And Kalyanaga, he came and he was staying. And Kalyanaga was so poisonous. It is not necessary for a Kalyanaga that he will bite somebody and kill. Not necessary. It is so heavy poisonous. One yojana, about 8 kilometers, something, or 8 miles above. In that area, if any bird or anything will fly, the area is so much poisonous, they would die and fall into the lake. It's so poisonous, from few kilometers, there is no trees were able to survive. All trees are dried up there. And that ferocious, poisonous snake, Kalyanaga, was residing in that lake. And when all these coward boys and cows, they are not returning, then Krishna went, what happened? So all my friends, then Krishna went and found in the bank of this Kalyanaga lake, all coward boys and cows, they are lying dead there. Krishna went, and by Amrita Drishti, his nectarian vision fell on this coward boy. Then immediately they woke up. As if they were sleeping, they were in a long sleep. And they woke up, saying, oh, Krishna, you saved us. We are dead, you saved us. They are all embracing Krishna. And they are thanking, oh, you helped us so much. So Krishna is thinking, if this snake will stay here, always it gives trouble because I have to come here every day for grazing the cows. I must remove this, I must finish this wicked personality from here, who will be always giving trouble. So what happened? Then Krishna will be climbed on top of a tree on the bank of the river Jamunda, on the lake, known as Kelly Kadamba. Any of you have seen this tree? How many of you have seen this tree in Vrindavan? How many have been to Vrindavan? You have seen this tree, a small tree. Because that tree is still there. Upon which tree, Krishna climbed. So somebody might have questioned, how is it possible? In few kilometers area, because of the poison of Kalyanaga, all the trees were dead, how this tree was surviving? Is one tree was surviving? Because when the demigods and demons, they are doing samudra manthan, and the Garuda was carrying nectar, and while they were passing through that area, for a few moments it sat down there. So some nectar was fallen on the tree. So there was a tree has not died, the tree is still there. So if you go, you can see that tree. So Lord Krishna becomes very angry when he climbed on top of the tree. And he, you know, then he jumped into the lake, Kaliya lake, and all the cowherd boys, they were very worried that Krishna jumped into the lake. So they're all crying and lamenting, why you did like this, why Krishna did like this. And Krishna, when he jumped inside, then he's having, then he started swimming, inside his swimming. And doesn't care anybody. And other nagas, small small nagas, they came, but what they can do to Krishna? হবি নাগা চন্দ্র কৃষ্ণ নাগা অনন্ত শেষ অনন্ত শেষ কৃষ্ণ অনভাগ স্মল নাগা চন্দ্র কৃষ্ণ যে ওয়ান টু কালী নাগ তো সমন কম অনলি কালিয়নাচন ভেরি অ্যাঙ্গ্রি ভেরি সিরিয়স কালিয়নাচন অ্যান্ড রিলিজ ইন দি পয়জন ফর নথিং হ্যাপন টু কৃষ্ণ কালিয়নাগ হি স্কুইজ কৃষ্ণ স্কুইজিং কৃষ্ণ ইন দি মিন টাইম সম কামন বয় দে ওয়েন্ট নন্দগাঁও অ্যান্ড দে ইনফর্ম নন্দবাবা that Krishna has jumped into this Kaliya lake, Kaliya Daha, and then Asana's mother Jasoda, she could hear that Krishna has jumped, immediately sent her there. She was hearing Krishna has jumped into this Kaliya lake, he will know how poisonous that place is. And all the Brajavasi, they all running, and Nanda Maharaj, then Rohini, everybody running, except Balaram. Everybody running. Balaram coming slowly, slowly, slowly. He said, worry, he knows everything. Who can harm Krishna? So everybody ran and came to the bank of this lake. And there, Mother Dasada and everybody found that Krishna is being squeezed by the tail of this Kalyanag. And Mother Dasada tried, she wanted to run inside the lake. So you will stop, no, 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 you don't go inside the lake. And like this, everybody crying and lamenting, and Krishna having big fighting inside the lake with Kalyanag. And all the blood coming on top of water, and everybody see the blood, they think that Krishna was attacked, and Krishna is finished. Everybody thinks Krishna is finished. And Mother Dasada sent that line on the bank of Kaliya lake. Then, after some time, the Balaram reached there. Then Balaram saw this miserable condition of all the Brajavasi. Then Balaram telling to Krishna, oh Krishna, what are you doing there? If you have to play, then you play with me. But I have another form of Ananda Sesa. So why are you doing like this and putting everybody in so much anxiety? Then when Balaram said like this and Lord Krishna, he saw all the Brajavasi, they're lamenting. Then Krishna, he expanded his body. And when Krishna started to expand his body, the serpent could not control himself. Then serpent has to release Krishna. And after Krishna released from his grip, he came out of his grip and started to fight with the serpent. And at the end of his fighting, when he's fighting, serpent is vomiting so much blood and all his money, you know, jewels have become pale, there is no effulgence in the vomiting blood. Then Krishna climbed on top of the head of this, on the hood of this Kalyanaga. And every hood has 100 big hoods and every hood is putting his step and dancing. And very vigorously is dancing. And all the Brajavasis are there. Radharani also there. So our Gaudiya Acharyas, they are raising a question here. That why Krishna has to jump himself and to fight with Kalyanaga? When that Gajara, the king of elephants was in trouble, was attacked by the crocodile. So he appeared and with Sudarshan Chakra he killed. So Krishna could have killed like that. Why he has to take all this trouble and they jump into the lake and fight all these things? The main reason, in fact, all the pastimes Krishna does in his being in Vrindavan, the main reason is related to Radharani and Gopi. Any pastime takes place. Krishna wants to see Radharani and all the Gopis, and there is so much hindrance to see Srimati Radharani. So Krishna plans like this. So I'll do something that Radharani will come to see me. That is why Govardhan Lila also took place. Everybody thinks of Krishna did this to protect Vrajavati. It is not necessary, he could protect Vrajavati in so many other ways. Why lifted the Giriraj Govardhan with all the Vrajavati, all the gopis of Braj? They are not able to see Krishna constantly. Her mother Yashoda, throughout the day, she was having darshan of Krishna. And all the gopis are lamenting that we can't have darshan of Krishna's lotus feet. So in order to fulfill that desire, so Krishna made this plan. So I will be at one place where all Vrajavasis will come. And they will drink the nectar of beauty of my face. So in this way, he always wanted to see Srimati Radharani and all the gopis and Krishna holding this Giri Govardhan and all the Vrajavasis are there, they are enjoying the beauty of Krishna's lotus feet and Krishna is looking, all the Vrajavasis. He is looking at one point, he saw the face of Srimati Radharani. After that, he saw the face of Srimati Radharani. His body started to tremble, trembling in ecstasy. And when he died, the mountain is trembling also. So all the car goes, oh, take care, they are putting their feet. They don't understand what is going on. But when Krishna is looking at Radha's head, Balaram was laughing there. Then Krishna laughing, then saw Balaram is laughing, he turned very shy, so he said, down, oh. My brother has seen that I am looking at Radharani. So he said very shy. But nobody else could understand. So something, thinking that Krishna is there, he becomes very tired now. So please help him. And mother was saying, oh Siddham, Shubham, please give some message to Krishna. No? She must be very tired. So they don't understand. The point is, Krishna is internal intention behind each and every person. But how some or other, she will see a Srimati Radharani. Sahasra Srimati Radharani, she has that Krishna is like this in big trouble. Of course she came to see Krishna. Nasna, she saw Krishna in this condition. She completely fainted also there. Then finally, Krishna, when he was dancing heavily on top of the hood of this Kaliya Naga, then Nagapati is there. So Nagapatni, they were great devotee of Krishna. Every day, they would discuss Krishna Katha. But this person was not devoted to Krishna. He was a poisonous person only. But one good quality he had, he would never obstruct the Nagapatni. Nagapatni, they discuss Krishna, they are devoted to Krishna. And when this Kaliya Naga is trying to harm Krishna, the Nagapatnis are not obstructing. They think, let this guy get some lesson. Why is he against Krishna? Let this guy get some lesson. Then finally at one point, when this Kaliya Naga was subdued, then Nagapatnis, they came out and they offered their nice prayer to Krishna. And when they are saying these things, oh Krishna, just see our husband is so fortunate. That what fortune Mother Lakshmi did not receive. Now this personality is receiving that we are putting a lotus feet on his head. So how fortunate we are. And our acharyas are explaining, though Kaliya Naga was a very wicked person, because he was associating with his wife who was devoted to Krishna, so he got the benefit of that. In the same way we see also, the many ladies are very devoted about their husbands, their own life, them practicing devotional service. Some husbands, they don't practice, but they let the ladies to practice. So however, if somebody is association of someone who is practicing devotional service, that person also gets affected by that. So as a result, he becomes so fortunate that he got lotus feet of Krishna to be put on his head. So finally, when Krishna became merciful upon Kaliya Naga, then he said, okay, I will not kill you, but you can't stay here, you must leave this place. Then Kaliya Naga said, where shall I go? If I go outside this place, then Garuda will eat me. Then how shall I survive? Then Krishna said, no problem. whenever you see Garuda will come, you show your head on top of your hood, I leave my footprint. And when Garuda will see my footprint on your hood, then he will not eat you. So in this way, Krishna gave abhay, fearlessness. Now you can go anywhere you like, there is no problem. Then Kaliya Naga, along with all the Naga Patanis, they had a huge arati, they offered arati to Krishna. Then they smeared his body with sandalwood pulse. Then they offered so many jewels and ornaments to Krishna. And they all decorated Krishna very nicely. So how Krishna, in the middle of the lake, how will he go to the bank of the lake? If he go by swimming, all the sandalwood pulse, everything will be destroyed. Then what happened? Then Kaliya Naga told one powerful Naga that you carry Krishna up the bank of the river. That Naga was under the water and Krishna standing. And finally Krishna came out of the water and everybody saw Krishna. They are all in ecstasy. Oh, Krishna is still surviving. He is not dead. And they are all chanting mantras and praying to God, Narayan, please protect my son. Because they do not know Krishna is God. So then Krishna came. The Naga is under the water level and Krishna standing and everybody is thinking Krishna walking on the water saying, oh, Krishna knows some mantra tantra. They are saying Krishna is a powerful personality. So he is walking in the water. Then after Krishna came, and Manda, Vasudha, Balaram, everybody is embraced Krishna. And they are very happy to see that Krishna is survived and Kaliya Naga has left. That left. So that by that time it is almost evening, night. And all the Brajavasis they thought, it's too late now to go back to our village. So now let us stay. Tonight we spend in this forest, tomorrow morning when sun rises we will go. So they all took some fruit and everybody went to sleep. Actually some say, in some culture it could be, that Kamsa used his Kaliya to harm Krishna. And when it is explained there, the Kaliya, Naga, was envious of Garuda. So Garuda was carrying Krishna, very fortunate. But Nagas are not able to do that. So they are desire that how I can carry Krishna also. So to fulfill that desire, what happened? So Krishna climbing on top of Kaliya's hood, he put his uttari, to the nose, of Kaliya Naga, and met like a lagam riding on a horse. And then he took his bansi flute, hitting on his head, holding his chariot, go forward like this, and Kaliya Naga was carrying Krishna all over the leg to fulfill his desire. So I am the carrier, like Garuda is the carrier of Krishna, I am the carrier of Krishna. Since he fulfilled his desire, Krishna fulfilled his desire. So that night, so all the Brahmas were staying in the forest at midnight. So Kamsa sent another demon. Actually Kamsa would send every day demons to kill Krishna. I have heard you send one demon morning, one demon noon, and one demon in evening. Every day you send demon. One Maharaj was telling, all the cowherd boys along with Krishna, they would go for grazing the cows, and they would be so much busy in playing, they would forget the time for eating. So much busy in playing. Then some demon will come and Krishna will kill. Then they will remember, oh, this is not for time for eating now. We have killed one. The noon time not eat. Then after killing the demon they will eat. And then again they will be busy in playing around. And they will be so much busy in playing, they will forget the time to go back to their house. Then another demon will come in the meantime. And if you kill that demon, they will not be time for us to go back. That is like their dhadi, their work, killing the demon. So not only morning, noon and evening, this day, Kamsa sent night time also on demon, in form of forest fire.
had forest fire all night in the middle of the night. All had forest fires coming, devouring. And some Vrajavasi woke up. The forest fire attacking them. They are all trying to wait how to get out of this place. They came to Krishna, 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 please protect us. Otherwise your father, mother, everybody, they will be killed. We can find any way how to get out of this place. Krishna said, you are trying to find out the way to get out of this place by your eyes. How can you find out that? You do one thing, you close your eyes and run. But within opening our eyes, you can find a way, you close your eyes, how can you run? You just close your eyes, everything will be okay, no problem. So that was said one has to be. Who is that that was said? That was said, many people, many times they said that why Krishna is not protecting? Krishna is always for our protection. But we don't have faith upon him. One nice description they give. There is somebody is climbing the mountain, tying him in the rope. Something happened. In night time, so he fell, tied to the rope, he fell down. So when he fell down, so he said, oh God, please protect me. God, please protect me. And some South Hydrogen came and told him that you do one thing, that you have a knife. You take this knife and you cut this rope. And this person is saying, what? I am having the object as a human hand. I myself have cut the rope. Are you finished? Then he did not listen that. First night was hanging, and next day early morning, the sunrise, the villagers were passing through. They saw somebody hanging, tying himself by the rope, and he was just 1 foot high from the ground. Just 1 foot high from the ground. If he would cut the rope, he would be saved, but he did not believe. How can I do like this? What God instruction giving me? I saw wrong instruction. He didn't believe. So, but Vrajavasi is just so confident. You know, what will Krishna say? Who will you protect us? Just close their eyes. With their thinking, we have to close our eyes now because Krishna will do the mantra tantra. They think Krishna is a great magician, you know, great tantric. So he will do the mantra tantra, so we have to close their eyes. So actually, Krishna told them, you close your eyes. Because Krishna, when they will close their eyes, Krishna will devour all the fire. When their brother wants to close their eyes, Krishna, he swallowed all the forest fire. He manifested his Virat Rupa. And he swallowed all the forest fire. So Krishna is telling you, close your eyes. Will Krishna eat all the fire? So Krishna is thinking, one day, I am eating the fire. And all these boys went and complained to Mother Yashoda. And if I eat fire in front of them, then this complaint will come. Whether you can keep your eyes closed. What I am doing, you don't see. So that you will complain again. So they will close their eyes. Then they all close their eyes. Then after complaint will open, there is no forest fire. Then next day, Pandaman Jal went back. So in this way we see, Krishna has so many sweet pastimes. And all these pastimes based upon the so many. Krishna, each and every pastime has many, many reasons. Hundreds of reasons behind one pastime. But every pastime is root cause to satisfy Srimati Radharani. To see Srimati Radharani. So from his childhood, Krishna will always see Srimati Radharani. In fact, when Krishna and Radha are very small baby and Radha was not able to see, she was blind. And Krishna went close to Radharani and her eyes opened. And Krishna growing and Radharani also growing. So when Radharani grew up little, you know, good size, and Krishna was looking at Radharani, but she was not able to see Radharani from very close proximity. He would see Radharani from far distance. The beauty of Radharani, I have explained this morning, the beauty of Gopis, whoever is there, you know, how beautiful she would be. But I explained to you this morning that how Krishna is standing, and all these beautiful Gopis, millions of Gopis, they are getting attracted with the beauty of Krishna. And that Krishna is getting attracted with the beauty of Rajarada. And then imagine how beautiful she would be. But Krishna always looking near from far distance. So once Krishna developed desire, so how can I see Radha from this close proximity? She was always waiting for some chance. I can be more close to Radharani. Then Krishna found that Radharani with all the gopis, they are playing in the forest. Hide and seek games are playing in the forest. One gopi will close the eyes and other gopi will hide. So this gopi will go searching. Whoever she will find, again they will close her eyes. The game is going on. And Krishna from far distance is watching. Where Radharani is hiding herself. And Krishna found that Radharani always went to one group, one kunja. And where she is hiding herself. Then one day, before this game starts, Krishna went to that group and he is hiding there. Because he was to see Radharani from very close proximity. And the game started. Everybody went to hide in different places and Radharani went to that particular group, that kunja. Very dark. Nobody can see. And Radharani went to hide herself and she's thinking, now I am safe. Nobody can see me now. So you see, if you go to some dark place, after a few minutes, that dark place becomes a little bit more you can see. So Radharani is thinking, sir, I am hiding myself here. But after a few moments, she could see the two big eyes looking upon her. Radhan said, hey, who is this? Looking upon me. Then Krishna, by seeing Radhan from this close proximity, and Radhan is so beautiful, what would happen to Krishna by seeing her? What would happen? You imagine? Huh? Krishna centered there. She was so beautiful, she was seeing the beauty of Smriti Radharani. That is Madana Mohana Mohini. Krishna is Madana Mohana. He is beautiful. The cupid, Kamadeva, Madana. Radharani beauty, beauty of Krishna is in it. Madana Mohana Mohini. And when Krishna saw the beauty of Smriti Radharani, he simply centered there, collapsed. Then Radharani got very worried, oh, Krishna is here. I must take care of Krishna. He got tempted. So when she is thinking to treat Krishna, take care of Krishna, then what happened? The gopi who was searching for others, she found one gopi. So when she finds somebody, then the gem finished. So everybody clap. Gem is finished. Please come out from wherever you are hiding. Then Radha is thinking, what should I do now? Should I take care of this boy or I go out? Then she is thinking, if I don't go out, then all the gopis will search for me. Then something will come here and they will find me with this boy. Alone in this group, it is very embarrassing. So even if Radharani, she was feeling very pity for Krishna, she wanted to serve Krishna. But out of fear, she left Krishna centered there. Then she came out of the group. And she said that today no more gems, stop gems. She is feeling very morose and very sad. Then everybody left to their house. Radharani also left with Lalita and Vishakha. So Lalita and Vishakha asking Radharani, what happened to you? Why are you feeling so morose? Then Radharani would tell her, express her heart only to Lalita, not to anybody else. She was very confident, opposite of Srimati Radharani. Then Radharani told Lalita, when I was hiding in the group, the son of Nanda Maharaj was there. Some or other he centered there. But I could not take care of him. So I'm very worried what happened to him. You please go to Nandagaon and find out from Mother Yashoda if everything is okay with her son or anything happened to her, please go and get this message for me. So Radharani sent Lalita to Nandagaon. And she went to Mother Yashoda. Of course, I think Krishna must have gone centered for some time. After some time, he must have come to centered. Now take care of himself, gone back to his house. Some other of the Hindi doesn't know what is happening there. He knows, that's only everything okay, no problem with him.
So Lalita got this message that if you go now to Nandagaon, there you will see that one Kunda. In the name of Lalita, where Lalita went to get this message from Mother Yashoda, there's a Lalita Kunda in Nandagaon. In this Lalita Kunda, on the back of Lalita Kunda, very nice sweet pastimes took place. Lord Krishna is called Swing Festival, Jhulan Jatra, in different places. So one day, Lord Krishna was having Swing Festival on the bank of this Lalita Kunda. So what happened? In the Narad Muni, in India everybody knows Narad Muni, right? But Narad Muni is Samarpar, among Indians, in general. For fighting, right? He is very expert. Very expert in creating fighting among people. We know how great is Narad Muni. He is a guru, guru parampara, being that. So people in general, among Hindus, he knows he is only famous for creating fighting. I remember in our village, if somebody like that, he will go from one person and tell to other, he will go from here and tell to other, he is like Narad Muni. The designated him as like Narad Muni, you know. So Narad Muni, he has license. He can go anywhere. He can go to Dimash, he can go to Denigar, he can go to Vaikuntha, he can go to Annamahal, Mahal, to the Lakshmi Devi, anywhere he can go, no problem. So he used to visit Radharani also, very frequently. He used to visit Radharani. So Krishna told once Radharani, you should be very careful of this personality that Narad Muni, because he is very famous in creating fighting among the people. So you are too much associated with Narad Muni. So one day he may create some fighting between you and me. Then Narayan said, no, 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 that is not possible. I love you so much. Who is that personality? Is there who can create fighting between you and me? Then Krishna said, oh, you don't believe me now? Okay, I gave you warning. And that one is a good lesson. You don't stop associating with Narad Muni. But Radharani did not take it seriously. So Narad Muni used to visit Radharani, he used to visit Krishna also. So Narad Muni, he did something one day that Krishna was very pleased with Narad Muni. Krishna told Narad Muni, I am very pleased with you. So please tell me if you want any boon, I want to give you some boon. Then Narad Muni said, yes, that is very good, but right now I don't need anything. You keep this boon with you. Whenever I need, then you give me. Krishna said, okay. So many days have passed in the meantime. So one time, one day, all the gopis, they have arranged the swim pastimes for Radha and Krishna. Lalita, Vishakha, all hundreds of gopis, they have gathered there and they have arranged a nice swim also, and Krishna has arrived there also. But Radharani has not come. So unless Radharani come, how do we start the swim pastimes? They are all waiting for Radharani. So in the meantime, what happened? So Narad Muni was passing through. He saw Krishna with all these gopis. Then Narad Muni came. He said, Krishna, what is happening? What for you are waiting? So we are waiting. So Radharani will come. We have our Jhulan Jatra. We are waiting for her. Then Narad Muni said, oh Krishna, do you remember? Once you wanted to give me a boon. And Krishna said, yes, but you did not ask that day. He said, you will ask later on. Then Narad Muni said, I want that boon now. He said, yes, tell me what boon. I will fulfill your desire. Then Narad Muni said, I have one desire. That you can kindly fulfill my desire. So desire is that you please stick on this thing. And let Lalita sit next to you, your left side. And I will see. So Lalita having seen festival with you, so beautiful, you will enjoy, you have a single in Lalita. Then Krishna said, oh, that is a big deal. So Radhani has not come there. So Lalita is please come, sit here. So all gopis are very happy also. Today we have seen pastime with Lalita. So he wanted Lalita to sit, but Lalita did not want. Because all the Lalita, Vishakha, they all want Radha Krishna to have seen pastimes. They don't know the angel Krishna. But Krishna has given what to Narad Muni, he has to fulfill his desire, promise. Then Krishna by force took Lalita and put her on his left side. Now only Gopis are standing between pastimes. Everybody enjoying Lalita sitting next to Krishna in same pastimes. And when everybody enjoying, the Narasimha has left the place. He has left and he has gone to Barsana. The Narasimha has license. He can go anywhere. He said he entered into Radharani's bedroom. And when he entered there, and he found Radharani in front of mirror, she is decorating herself, wearing sari and decorating. Then Narasimha went, "Oh Radharani, what are you doing here?" Radharani said, "I am decorating because I will go for singh pastime." Then Narasimha said, "Oh, you will go for singh pastime? Singh pastime already started there." How can you start it? I am not gone. Then Narasimha said, "You have not gone, so what? Your best friend Lalita is in singh pastime." Then Radharani could not believe. No, that cannot happen. How Lalita can do like this? Then Narada said, "Okay, if you don't believe, then you go and you see by your own eyes." Then Radharani stopped decorating herself. Then she ran to see. And from far distance she could see truth. Lalita sitting next to Krishna having seen pastime. And she became very angry. She became very angry about Krishna. And she did not go to seen pastime. She went somewhere in the deep forest and sitting in one place, she is crying. Very angry and she is crying. And here Krishna and all the gopis waiting. Radharani is not coming. They are all in anger. What is happening? Why Radharani is not here? Everybody is thinking, why Radharani is not here? Then Krishna is talking, "Who are you now?" "Now is not here." Then Krishna orders some garbage out here. It's always the Narada is not here, then something special must have happened. Then Krishna told all the gopis, "You are right here. I am going to solve what happened to Narada and Radharani. Why he has not come?" Then Krishna went searching. Finally, Krishna found Radharani sitting at one place and crying. Then Krishna went close to Radharani. "Radharani, what happened to you? We are all waiting there." Radharani is very angry. "Don't talk to me." "Very angry. Don't talk to me. What happened? Why are you so angry?" Radharani is saying, "You have already passed time to Lalita. You are jealous that why you meet me there?" Then Krishna said, "I am having seen festival to Lalita. How did you know that? Narasimha might have told me. And you are having passed time to Lalita." Then Krishna told Radharani, "You see, I have given you warning before, don't miss this now, and you kept fighting between you and me, and that has happened to you." Then Krishna explained her story, that how Narada had asked a boon, and you were delayed. That's why Lalita did not want to come and sit with me and sing, but to fulfill Narada's desire only, I got Lalita, and you went and told me." Then Radharani understood everything, and she was happy, then she went, and they had this. Jai Shri Radha Rani Radha Krishna Dhulam Yatra Ki. So like this Radha Krishna has so many sweet pastimes. Okay? I can tell one very very humorous pastime. This is too much esoteric. What happened? Once Radharani and Krishna, they are decorating themselves. Because this all Radha Krishna pastimes are arranged by the Yogamaya. Yogamaya herself, she arranged everything. There is a whole philosophy behind Radha Krishna's pastimes. Why this thing happened? Why Radharani married to someone? Who is that person? Whether adult she had married to Krishna or not? Why always Radharani has to overcome so much obstacles to see Krishna? So Yogamaya, Purnama should arrange all these pastimes. So once what happened, Radha Krishna was decorating. So that day they decided both will decorate themselves like Radha. So Radharani was decorated and Krishna also decorated himself like Radharani. So when all the gopis came, the two Radha sitting there. So both look exactly like Radharani. So then they are not able, who is Krishna, who is Radharani? Then Krishna is making voice like Radharani, saying, whomever you think is Radharani, you please take. I say, Radharani's voice. So Krishna had decorated himself so nicely like Radharani. The gopis actually Krishna to be Radharani. They took Krishna, thinking she is Radharani. Then when Krishna in the form of Radharani went to the gopis, then gopis are asking to this duplicate Radha, that Radharani, you came in advance, you are only Krishna, so what is happening? What kind of sweet pastimes are having? Then this duplicate Radharani saying, like Radharani's voice, oh my gopis, oh my friends, what Krishna was doing to me, I cannot explain this, I can express this. Then all the gopis become more serious. No, please tell us, what is that? Then this duplicate Radharani saying, okay, I can tell you. You come one by one, then I'll tell you. Everybody I cannot tell. Then the duplicate Radharani went with each gopi. First gopi went. The Radharani embracing and kissing this gopi. The gopi said, hey, Radharani, Radharani, what are you doing? What are you doing? And Radharani, I told you now, what Krishna did to me, I shall speak to my children by doing a strange thing. Because I can tell, what Krishna did to me, I told you by then that gopi man was embraced by the duplicate Radharani. She understood the duplicate Radharani, she said, then that gopi went out. Then all the gopis are asking, hey, what Radha said? What Radha said? And this gopi said, what Radha said? I cannot tell you. You are going to go. Then you have to even get gopi go inside. Then the Radha said, what Krishna was doing? I cannot tell you. I told you, I can get Yamuna and Krishna. Then that gopi was also getting Radha. Then this is Radha. So in this way, so Radha Krishna up to Radha. Krishna would have all this nice pastime with this young gopi there in Vrindavan. Jai Radharani ki,
Jai
Bhagavan Sri Krishna Chandra ki,
Jai
Gaur Prabhanande.